Sports.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Today is Wednesday, right?
Yes, it is.
March the tooth. All right, so Jennifer Horn is here, and Rich McFadden is here, and you are here, and I am here, and I'm studying. I'm becoming student of the business of radio. Can you imagine?
What are you studying?
I'm studying ratings.
Oh, that's always a good thing. But why would you bring that up here?
Well, because it speaks to what we speak about,
okay.
Mr. McFadden.
Yes, okay.
And the identity that people have, the work, if this is work. Well, we do work at putting together conversation that has apparent relevance.
The work happens before and after the show. This is the fun time.
Right, this is the fun time. Exactly. Thank you. That's a very good analogy or analysis of what's going on. So here's something people talk about, what we talk about, and we talk about things that are of interest and import. At least most you agree that I sort of set the ship of state here, and I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I'm just trying to underscore what it is that has been my philosophy all along. Sometimes it catches on. Over the years, it has. Sometimes it hasn't. But I will tell you that now research is suggesting that there is, not only make this too inside, but there is what has been referred to in an analysis of, or theories, if you will, about the disappointing ratings for some of the conventional conversational programs, whether they be politically progressive or politically conservative. And it's interesting because there are some stations that are doing both, some stations that were doing one, and then they're doing something else. But the reason they're going back and forth is because of the disappointment that has become the, that was the calling card, if you will. And we all know that there are big, powerful stations and big, powerful names that have attracted people over the years. But now there is a what they call a burnout of topics. When I hear the word topic used by somebody on the air, it gives me – and we had one of our friends who has consulted with us over the years, a lady named Valerie Geller, who's very good at this sort of
thing. She's a genius.
Mm-hmm. She's very smart. That word topic is kind of so.
Or segment.
I take, it's too talky. It's too inside. It's too.
Yeah.
We don't talk like that. When you go to a party or you go, when you go to work and you're
I've
sharing
just come
some
back from the bathroom.
Yes, and our topic for conversation.
I'd like to talk about the topic of
turquoise. Yes or no?
My topic today is my incredibly shrinking paycheck.
I'm glad you said paycheck.
really?
Yes. Anyway.
Thought you were going somewhere.
And you got to make it good, though, Jennifer. That's
yeah,
the thing.
I know.
Anyway.
You can come up with items of conversation before a party, which is exactly what we
what?
Do.
You
sometimes.
Think about what you're going to talk about before you go to a party?
That's a big tip. Have you
I'm
not
I'm never
heard
coming
this?
To your really? House again. If you plan party poop instead of just letting people hang
no,
out.
No, you are
I'm
so wrong right now.
I'm not coming to your house ever again.
See,
except
but
you're so wrong. This, is, wrong. What they,
this the, is the difference between the sexes, though. Guys don't think about anything.
Oh, that's not true. We do think say. About some things.
Yeah, well, but you can't talk about that things. At a dinner party.
Sure you can.
Yeah, she's right. You can't.
Well, why not?
No, but
of course you can.
Don't you? You of course you do that. You say, "Oh, I can't wait to tell Doug about so and so."
What? Wait, what? So what? When you woke up this morning, what was it that first popped into your mind that you couldn't wait to tell me?
Oh my gosh, I need a nap. No?
Okay. No. Well, that could be it. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Richie, when the first thought of your arriving on the scene came into your mind this morning? What was the thing that was going to start your day, make your day, get you into first gear?
I have a fun project that I'm going to be working on after the show today, so I'm excited about that. I mean, you know, which makes it doubly fun because I get to sit here for 4 hours and goof off and do nothing.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I get to go out and instead of
and by the way, we've noticed
around,
the buttons when you push those buttons, nothing happens sometimes.
Right. Yeah, see, it's all coming together.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, this just addresses what it. Hopefully, not to sound self-serving, but I do kind of get a kick out of people who are the so-called pros who have for a long time, and with good reason, followed the luck, if you will, that has come for them from having some pretty good radio people, whether it's a local program or a national program. Is still, people don't really care anymore. As long as it's a good program, nobody cares. I mean, if you listen to some of these folks that say, oh, it's all local. It is local in the sense that you need to know what's going on in your community as well as what's going on around the rest of the world. It has changed, and it has changed dramatically. And I don't know which comes first, the horse or the donkey. It may have been that your shift in interest has changed because you can't get good information about what's going on locally. And that's a shame because the good, strong, smart radio operators have taken the opportunity to ace out the newspapers, which have basically almost wholly become irrelevant because it's yesterday's news. And so what goes on news-wise, if the radio station has a good news staff, I would, if I owned a station, and I still do own a station, and I basically, this is the program. I'll just tell you what goes on in Tiffin, which has a great little staff, and it is a little staff. Russ is listening right now. He's saying, yeah, man, it is a
little. Hi, Russ.
It's me.
Yeah.
Russ is saying right now, I
but
am the
Russ,
staff.
Puts together all kinds of things that are going on in Tiffin. For example, an unbelievable flood. You see the northwest Ohio, if you look at today's summary of what's going on, the horrible weather that has befallen the various parts, natural disasters in four states, Florida, Texas, Ohio, and Arkansas. Ohio, I saw, matter of fact, you know, Richie,
yeah,
I have some pictures, which I meant to send to Kenny, to put in our photo box of what it looks like around Heidelberg, where the river crested. There were cars that floated down the river, ruined.
Yeah,
they
saw
had,
on TV.
But the point is that Russ has put together all this information, and he'll give the people who are listening in Tiffin and Seneca County, which is in northwest Ohio, for those of you who do not know it, and from his perspective and from the newsmakers' perspectives, you'll have, if you're listening to TTF AM and FM, or FM, 1600 AM, 93.3 FM, you'll have a very good overview of what people need to know and what they'll be talking about, whether it's what he tells you is going on locally or what we talk about that's going on in a more generalized sense around the country and around the world. So you have the best of all possible worlds. And you do know what's going on in your own neck of the woods, and you do know what's going on around the country, and you are liable to find out things that you wouldn't have known if you're listening to this same old galunga that talks about Charlie Sheen until we have a pimple or a boil on our butt. That's just, where is that all going? And here's what's more important. Can I tell you what I think the number one issue is today?
Fire away.
The cost of gasoline. I think that has more impact on every person listening to this program than what's going on in Libya.
I pointed that out yesterday.
And what's going on with the budget extension, or are we going to have a budget, and all that rackety-dackle.
Geithner or Bernanke, who said that the price
Bernanke.
Of gasoline.
Bernanke.
He was doing his weekly little
says it might affect us, but not permanently.
Not, but for the short term, and
it
won't
find
be anything long term. So nothing
right, here's
really
what he
to
says.
Worry about.
He was talking to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday.
Yeah.
Bernanke says that a prolonged spike in oil prices could hurt economic growth. However, this is sort of good news. However, he pointed out that the outcome is unlikely. Rising prices, because mostly the problem in Libya, would cause temporary and modest increase in inflation. He says that we're going to spend $600 billion because we got another bond that we're putting out there. All right, so anyway, that's that. But yesterday, when we were looking at numbers when we were serious about this sort of thing, and you read and studied, which I didn't hear anybody else talking about yesterday, and again, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not sticking my chest out. Oh, Doug, so smart, so good. I just want you to know, these are the things that I think really impact you, not all the haranguing that you listen to, maybe entertaining you listen to, but you can't do anything about it. At least when you think about the Pentagon budget and how relevant it is to think in terms of your own budget, all right? Could you survive if 28 or 29% of all the money you spent was wasted? The Pentagon budget, according to the Government Accounting Office, if they get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, they could get done what they need to get done, what they want to get done, for $460-some-odd billion instead of the almost $700 billion that they say they want. Hey, do you understand the impact of that? Almost a quarter of a billion dollars is wasted by the people in charge. How do we hang with that? So that's something that you think about, it seems to me, during the day today. And not whether or not Charlie Sheen is doing a little with a poop, 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 poop. 18 after on good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar Celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Talking about dumb stuff at 21 after on Good Day.
That's us.
This
message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, it's 23 and change after the hour. American Idol, the top 12 guys. Last night, three shows this week. Last night, tonight, and tomorrow night. And we'll try to find the highlights and singing and judges' reactions, starting with Clint Jungaboa, who performed. Thank you. Influence from Stevie Wonder last night, right?
I like this.
You do? Richie's a Stevie Wonder purist. He's not going to like any of this. No, you're not going to like this. I wouldn't go out of my way to see this guy if he were performing someplace.
I'd throw apples at this dude.
But the judges loved him anyway.
Really?
Yep.
There's just a lot of energy here.
All right, let's see here. Next up, man. I'm trying to talk like the dudes.
Next up, man.
Next up, man.
All right, dog.
Does it sound right if I... Probably not.
No.
Okay, Giovanni Barreto performing. And the audience. Kind of way of presenting the song.
Yeah, boring.
Oh, wait, let's hear it. Oh, yeah, come on. Next.
All right. By the way, Stephen and Jennifer love this guy. Next up, really? Randy didn't like him at all. Here's Jordan Dorsey for the...
I hate to be the one to kind of...
Oops. Wrong here, Jordan.
All of a sudden, Stevie Wonder sounding better to you people,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What is this?
Okay. He did not impress the judges. No. Tim Halperin is next up. Hello.
Here we go. I like him.
You do? Richie, let's, I don't hear anything here. And judges thought that he picked the wrong song.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Right.
It's the audio system. It's
maybe.
It's like they're drowning in the music.
Too much. The music's too loud. The accompaniment is too loud. All right, let's, Richie, play
song.
Cut 223, and we'll listen more carefully for that. Play Brett Lowenstein. It's turn.
You know that Santana. I will be a
liar. No. Oh, no.
Doors.
Doors, thank you.
When I'm correcting you, we're in trouble.
Yeah. I kind of like this.
I do, too.
First impression. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Okay, Richie, play 224. Yeah. Let's see what the judges thought of this.
Yeah. You brought it home, man.
Thank you.
You are on fire, and nice song.
That's just Steven.
It was like more hair tossing than me and Beyonce put together in the past 10 years. You need a fan. You need a video tomorrow. But seriously, I did like it. I like your performance. I like that you are who you are. Thank you very much.
See, I need to start watching because I thought all of it was bad.
Everything. So, but you see, that's like topic burnout we were just talking about. This is. Yeah. Too much American Idol
here,
of the
let's
same.
Let's go back to, I mean, one of my, you know, favorite artists of all time, Stevie Wonder, and I would usually like to try and like it, but listen, they bury him back in the music.
Richie, have you got the original version of this? I know you do, because today is the anniversary of the release of Inner Visions, and this song immediately went to number one. Stevie Wonder, number one during this week in 1974. I know you have the song there somewhere. So let's see what I know, because I asked him to find it. So we can go out with that. Yeah, as we acknowledge Wonder getting 5 Grammy Awards for Inner Visions. This song, Superstition. Stevie Wonder, congratulations on that great achievement during this week in 1974. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Superhuman. You all that you can.
Live from Progressive.
Full again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Not really. Yeah. Bristol Palin and the focus a bit here. Doug Steffens, good day for you. Yeah, I got to drop a few names here and there. I'm going to drop another name on you. Jennifer Horne, how's that for a name?
I like that name.
Rich McFadden, how's that for a name?
Yeah, it's okay.
Betty Reese, how's that for a name?
Betty, I like it. Okay.
All right, so Rich yesterday got a call from Betty, who was concerned because I had not talked on the air about something that I actually asked her to do. Back in December, I talked with Betty on the air about a portrait of Charlotte.
Well, she just called in, and we found out that she does portraits.
Yeah.
Pencil drawings.
Yep, yep. So she found some pictures, some photos of Charlotte on the webpage, DougSteffens.com. A lot of pictures of Charlotte there. Charlotte's a very important part of the staff, very important part of the program. So she sent me one of those pencil sketches, Richie, and I will tell you that I had a tear in my eye when I opened yesterday in the mail. The delivery man.
Picture of your baby.
I saw it.
Yeah, picture. She sent it to you before.
So I opened it. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
it really incredible. Is. It's the only thing that I laughed at. It looks like Charlotte's bottom teeth are mine. Other than that.
Maybe they are. Maybe that was part of it.
She has so captured the image of Charlotte through her eyes and her face. You know that. You know what Charlotte is all about. Both you and Jennifer have plenty of exposure to Charlotte. Although, Jennifer, I don't think you've seen... Have you seen Charlotte this year?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, in the car the other day. In the office. So anyway.
Knowing you and how you are with photos and pictures and paintings of people in your life around the house, where will this go? Because I know this is going to go up somewhere.
Well, in the if you go to the hallway of the house, when you come through the eating room and head into the hallway before you go to the den, there's a sort of a shrine, I guess you would say, that's there. Plus, there's an old cabinet that Tony used to have that was...
Is that the hallway where the tractors are on the table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. So on the wall there are lots of pictures of the dogs, mostly of Charlotte, but some of Frankie and the other dogs that have been in our life. But there's a special cabinet that has nothing but Charlotte stuff in it. And I think that's where this picture will go because it's that special.
Yeah. It's a neat
Very neat.
Picture.
So, Betty, I want you to know that I loved your work And I can see why people love to have you do this. Your husband, Clyde, and you, I'm not sure whether he helped you with this or he's just an inspiration. You are certainly welcome. If you're traveling up in this way, to come by easily and have an ice cream on me, maybe a whole quart of ice cream and some of that great milk. But and you know the
sweet, huh?
Yeah, it's wonderfully sweet. People that are listeners, people that get into what goes on, people who kind of we call them in the business again. This is puke, but they're referred to by the consultants as P1s. Right. People who are you're their number one thing in terms of the radio, and you have to. You know, I mean, you don't have to, but you, if you're smart and you really are into what you're doing, right. You acknowledge the people like Betty who make it possible for this thing to go on day after day after day after day. And I bet you Betty's been listening to this program for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And she asked if she could put the portrait of Charlotte on her webpage, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
If it's not first on your website, I'm going to ban your website. And, in fact, if you put it on your website, I'll put your website on my website.
There you go.
And we'll talk about it on Facebook. How's that for promotion? Very nice. Very sweet. Thank you. You're very, very
good. I want her to put it up on our website so we can link to it from our website so that people can go see the
picture.
Right.
Yeah. Well, was that more or less what I was inferring without saying it as well as you did?
Yeah. Oh. Mm. So, how's that water?
It's all right. I got to get the camera on so you can actually see it, Richie.
Yeah, can you do that? People are waiting.
If you're just joining us, we were talking about how it is that people decide what they're interested in and what they're talking about. And to make the point even more, I get a kick out of this one. Sometimes mine gets going and Richie says, okay, where is he going with this? And it was pretty clear earlier what I was talking about in terms of what you desire to hear us yak about. We find different things that are relevant, I hope, but not necessarily the same old. So there's a billboard, excuse me, that went up yesterday in Los Angeles, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And it promotes my former employer, KABC.
Yes.
Did you see the billboard?
I did not.
Okay. It says on the billboard, it has a picture of Charlie Sheen and Muammar Gaddafi.
Uh-oh.
And it's on the 405. The question on the billboard, who's going to fall first?
Wow. Oh.
And then the invitation to go listen now to Talk KABC. And that's swell, but you can hear that on KFI. I have a great deal of respect for Peter Tilden in the morning on KABC. I like the guy. He's not as good as he used to be because they're not letting him be as good as he used to be. He's a very funny guy. Don't you think, Jennifer?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a writer.
He's a writer funny.
He's like McIntyre. McIntyre's
right.
Also a writer. But because there's this formula that these people have to sort of fit into, they stick to the formula so they can keep their job.
Right.
I apparently am not that smart because I don't stick to a formula other than trying to fill the time here that we have allotted to us with the good, interesting, and ongoing conversational things that may or may not shake the world, but they give you stuff to think about and talk about. And so in this circumstance, there are at least five radio stations in Los Angeles where you can hear the same thing. There's nothing unique about KABC except the way they positioned themselves. And so with all of the television shows focused on both of these, whether it's the news shows, the talk shows, I mean, whether Ellen isn't or Oprah probably isn't, and neither is Phil talking about this sort of thing. Well, I guess, they are talking about Charlie pretty much, aren't they? I mean, there's a certain amount.
Yeah.
You could see Dr. Phil trying to get into his head, maybe bring Dr. Drew on.
Let me help you.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Drew could help him, actually.
Yeah, he could.
Dr. Drew was on XS Hollywood, or whatever they call it. I call it XS Hollywood.
Boy, he's built himself a
he's very smart.
Niche, hasn't he?
Very, very smart.
I love Dr. Drew.
He's always in the right place at the right time for this. Ben, these train wrecks happen pretty much every week.
Right. But I believe him. I believe it's for the right reasons.
Lindsay Lohan. Now there's all this stuff about, is it Christina Aguilera?
Boyfriend. She got popped for DUI. The boyfriend got DUI yesterday.
She didn't even get arrested. She just got taken because
the drunk tank. Yeah.
She just couldn't. She didn't know
she's
who
slurring.
She was,
right.
Where
she was.
Like
completely
couldn't give them her address to take her home. So they're like, okay, we take her to the drunk tank.
Yeah, she was. Wow. Yeah, she was in. They put her in there. Excuse me. The officer says, quote, for her own safety. Yeah.
Right.
Quote.
Protection.
Yeah.
She's been having a rough time.
What's her problem?
Though.
What's the matter with her?
You know, she went through a divorce, and then all of a sudden you just see her out partying nonstop, and we heard that story about her waking up in Jeremy Renner's bed at a party at his house that she wasn't even
invited to. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the, you want a little, let's do a little gossip before we get to Dr. Ken.
Gossip.
Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
They hate each other.
Couldn't stand one another.
Like during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway got tired of carrying him because, you know, she was the energy source of the show.
According to the article that's in Us Magazine, she said, quote, he was just phoning it in.
He was.
I think that maybe he might have been indulging in some of the herbal.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
To kind of mellow him out.
He told her that he was saving it for the show.
Yeah. When's he going to release it?
Yeah. He was not the. He realized early on that he wasn't a good choice for this, but he said, quote, to one of his friends that he was, quote, too cool for school and wanted to play sort of the James Dean version.
Right, kind of the cool,
right,
quiet
exactly.
guy.
Yeah, and so
I got news for you. James Dean wouldn't play well as the host of the Oscars.
No, horrible. Yeah. And Franco, he's, I guess, a fairly good actor. I've never really seen him in anything.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
But I certainly know who he is at this point. But Anne Hathaway carried herself very well. So maybe if they were smart, they'd put
Billy Crystal and Anne Hathaway.
Maybe. Or
yeah,
Whoopi Goldberg, two women doing it. Whoopi Goldberg and Anne Hathaway doing it. That'd be a really interesting contrast in all sorts of ways. Old, young, black, white.
Yeah, I mean, you need somebody who can carry.
Comedian, can actress.
Carry. Yeah.
But she's so lovable, likable, adorable, charming.
Yeah, her career well, I think.
Friendly, just, you know, I don't think you cover that stuff up. I think you are that way because you are that way. Okay, Sean Penn and Scarlett Johansson rumors, Jennifer.
I think Matt Damon would do a good job.
He would be very good.
And
actually,
Matt Damon and Ben
Affleck. Thank
that
you.
Would be awesome.
They would be really cute.
They'd be very good.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Any other ideas for who ought to host
the
Oscars?
The Farrelly brothers writing copy for them.
Yeah.
How about the Coen brothers writing for one and the Farrelly brothers writing for the other one?
And they could have like a contest.
It would be black and funny.
No, I think the Farrelly brothers writing some liners for Affleck and Damon, I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy Kimmel might do a
good
job.
Would be good.
If he could, you know, he couldn't by himself.
Oh my God, Kimmel and
What's
Damon.
What's wrong with two women, Rich?
I like that. I'm down with two women. That's fine.
All right. So anyway, Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn, they went to a Cuban restaurant for lunch.
You can't get away from
TMZ.
Nope.
You cannot get away from. There must be a dozen of those guys roaming around.
You get out of Los Angeles. Yeah, if you don't call TMZ on yourself, number one, or if you go to lunch.
Oh, is that what happens?
Do
you think a lot of people call TMZ on themselves?
Absolutely. If you go to lunch in the San Fernando Valley, you won't see paparazzi. It's when you go to lunch on Robertson Boulevard that you see them.
I suppose. Right.
Robertson,
by the way, is across street. What?
Top story at TMZ, Sheen's kids removed after alleged death threat.
Death threats aimed at him.
Apparently. Yeah. No.
Who? The kids?
After Brooke Mueller submitted a declaration which she said, Charlie said, I will cut your head off, put it in a box, and send it to your mom.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, that's nice. Charlie's very violent and visual.
Brooke's lawyer got a temporary restraining order against Charlie, prohibiting him from going near her.
Here we are. But okay. So, why would you
want to
do that?
Judge also ordered Charlie surrender the twin boys.
Yeah, okay. That's the last you'll hear of Charlie Sheen here. But I'll tell you who you're going to hear more of in a moment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day at 15 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New credit funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029.
12 and then some before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here now with his daily dose of important medical information, brought to you by the folks at Digestive Advantage. Ken recommends Digestive Advantage because their products have a multitude of purposes. Would you say that was a proper statement to make, Ken?
Absolutely.
And what else would you like to?
I'd like to tell you that if you have any digestive issue.
I'd be anything.
Wait a minute. I'll just continue the conversation. He can listen to me.
If you have any digestive issue the doctor can't solve, they've tried the medicines, they've done the tests, they can't find an anatomic problem, try these. These are healthy, evidence-based products. They work naturally with probiotics and with enzymes. They will support your bowel. They'll work if you have lactose problems, gas defense, and constipation issues.
All right. So Digestive Advantage product's been around for a long time. The company that makes it made the Sustanex. You heard us talk about that. Probiotics are so important. Everybody now is beginning to learn how important they are. And this is a great way to get them every day. Have one of these little capsules, and it may be that you have other things, other issues, like gas and bloating. Go to the big box stores like Target or Walgreens. You know, there's a digestive section in all of these stores, wherever there is a drug or druggist, and get a Digestive Advantage. Try it. Help yourself to a better and happier life, really. That's what this stuff is all about. Digestive Advantage, like $10 for a month's supply. Very cool stuff. All right, Dr. Ken, It appears that you and other doctors want teenagers to be banned from tanning salons.
A lot of news out this week. The American Academy of Pediatrics wants teenagers banned from tanning salons to reduce their risk of cancer. Doug, this was published in Pediatrics this week. About 8,700 people died of melanoma last year, and about 68,000 new melanomas were diagnosed. And there's evidence that these indoor tanning salons increase the risk.
If we hadn't had enough news about sodas last week, here's some more. It'll send you off the cliff if you drink a lot of this crap.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week, drinking sodas and other sugar-sweetened beverages every day may raise blood pressure. So not only do you have to worry about salt, now you have to worry about sugar.
Yeah, sugar and salt. If your mother's had Alzheimer's disease, it may boost your risk. You better have it checked out, right?
Absolutely. Having a mother with Alzheimer's disease boosts your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease more than having a father who suffers this problem.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I and you and Alex Goldfain focusing on a little tech talk here. Interesting what Christian Bale, it's kind of amazing actually, when he was on the air in the Oscars and he promoted Dickie Eklund, the boxer he portrayed in the movie
The Fighter.
Huh? Yeah. Excuse me, when he talked about his website during the acceptance speech, traffic to the site increased so much, it crashed the site. 20 times its normal daily traffic in that next 20, 25 minutes after Christian Bale mentioned it just once. Just
good
once.
For them.
Yeah.
That's a power. That's a powerful stuff. Really powerful stuff. Okay, let's, speaking of powerful stuff, can you guess which major publication is about to start charging for its e-version? Which major publication about to start charging for its e-version? Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will I guarantee you. Answer that next here on Good Day.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to talk with you about automatic web-based backups of your computer. There's a great $5 per month backup service from MyMedia.com. It keeps your pictures, music, movies, and documents safe and secure online. You set it up the first time, and MyMedia backs up new pictures as well as file changes automatically, and you can access this information from anywhere. This is peace of mind. It's off-site safety for your priceless personal media. Go to MyMedia.com for your free trial. That's MyMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times is putting its much-discussed paywall up anytime now. The newspaper's website has been basically free over the years. You can read anything the New York Times published on its website at no cost at all. Although details of the new subscription structure have not been formally announced, the Wall Street Journal reports that people who read a few articles per month on the site will be able to continue to do so for free. Further, if you get a New York Times result in Google, you'll be able to get the first page of that article for free. A full subscription to the New York Times site will run approximately $20 per month. Accessing it online as well as on your iPad will run an additional $10 per month. Now, you can't blame the Times for trying to make money. They are in business. But I wonder if people will simply go somewhere else. After all, it's just news, and it's easy to get for free. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at TechTailorMinute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The interesting thing, well, there are a number of interesting things, as usual, going on in the world. This business about the two guys, the Winklevosses, that were supposedly the originators of Facebook.
Remember, yeah, those two guys.
Tyler and what's the brother's name?
I don't know.
Cameron says it. Tested.
You say so.
Yeah. they have been told they'll get $160 million from Facebook if they go away. They've decided they haven't gotten enough, and they deserve four times more than that, so they're going to share their ideas with the court.
So they sued once successfully, got some money.
Got $160 million. Now they, and their $160 million payment is on its way, but they said, wait a minute, that's not enough.
We want more.
We want right. more.
Right. Yes.
So they want, it's their idea, they're sticking to that. And it was an Army Hammer, wasn't he the guy that played both of the guys?
I guess.
Both the twins?
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're taking another shot at this. Is that a good idea?
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a pretty good
idea. Hey, big news today on the tech front.
How's that, Rich?
Looks like Apple may announce the new iPad, the iPad 2 today at their thing in San Francisco. And the only hint that they had was that the invitations to the Apple event had a picture of an iPad on it.
Really?
They really do a neat job of, like, the old car days back in the 60s where they'd soap up the windows and not let anybody see
inside.
And it's like waiting for the big announcement and the excitement, you know, builds. So they're looking at a new front and rear camera and a couple of other neat features. So
wow.
Coming out today.
Ain't that sweet? Thank you, Rich, for informing us. It's 59.